God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power up for today will come from the book of Luke, and we're going to start in the 6th chapter, and we're going to start around the 7th verse, and we're going to do a lot of skipping around. Bear with me. We are going somewhere. 7th verse says, "And the scribes and Pharisees watched him, whether he would heal on the Sabbath day, that they might find an accusation against him." Okay, now we're going to skip all the way down to the 11th verse. "And they were filled with madness and communed one with another what they might do to Jesus." Going to go to the 12th verse. "And it came to pass in those days that he went out into a mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God." 13th verse. "And when it was day, he called unto his disciples, and of them he chose 12, who he also named apostles." Okay. Let's start back at the beginning where we started. Now, we got Jesus and if you read this, the 6th chapter, you get a full understanding of the whole story. But I'm going to summarize. We got Jesus and his disciples. And first you see him walking through a cornfield and disciples picking out ears of corn. And now you see them in the temple on a couple different occasions. And now they're in the temple one time and there's a man with a withered hand. And the man has this withered hand, and the Pharisees say, "I wonder if Jesus, this person that calls himself the Savior, is going to heal on the Sabbath day when we're not supposed to be doing any work." Okay, and Jesus turned and answered them with wisdom, okay? And he answers them and he says, "So, what do you think is the best thing for me to do here?" He says, "Is it lawful for me to do good on the Sabbath or to do evil? Or to save life or to destroy it?" He just turned around and asked them a question now, because they're waiting to see what he's going to do with this man with this withered hand. And so he turned around to the man and he said, "Stretch forth thy hand." And the man, of course, if there's a possibility that I'm going to receive my deliverance, I'm going to do what the person says. So he stretched forth his hand. His hand was restored. And it says in 11th verse, they were filled with madness. They actually got angry with Jesus for producing a healing in this man's hand where he had no hand. God restored his hand and he was able to have 2 full functioning hands, and somebody got upset. Okay, but now that's not where we're going, but we got to go through this to get where we are going next. Okay, and so now we see that these people are angry with Jesus, who is walking in divine authority and producing miracles by the power, and he's doing great things on the behalf of the people, and people are angry. But Jesus is answering them with wisdom. So as the disciples follow behind Jesus, and as they watch him walk and they watch him perform miracles, they also watch him operate in wisdom. Okay? They watch him operate in wisdom that'll take them through different situations, because Jesus came up against some hard questions and they were trying to make him say pretty much what they wanted him to do was produce this statement or accusation that they could use against him. But every time they tried, he would use the wisdom of the power of the Lord to circumvent their traps. Okay? And so what you learn when you begin to watch Jesus and his disciples is that the disciples grasp what it means to be wise in the Lord from watching Jesus Christ. So now we got Jesus who's going up and he says he's going to the mountain and he prays all night long. And when he comes out of the mountain, he calls his disciples to him. And it says now he called the disciples to him, his disciples. And then he chose 12 who he graduated to the title of apostle. Now, where we're going on today is, see, when you begin to walk with Christ and you follow after your leader and you begin to understand the language of your leader and you begin to understand the flow of your leader and you begin to understand the flow of the Spirit through your leader, then what will happen is God will anoint your leader to choose you, okay? And what you have to do is you have to wait. There's a time when you have to choose God, and that's when you say, yes, I want to be saved. Yes, I believe that Jesus Christ rose from the dead. Now you have chosen God. You've chosen Christ. Your chosen salvation, okay? And now what you have to do is wait on Jesus to choose to use you. And while you wait on Jesus to choose to use you, what you have to do is soak up the wisdom of the Spirit of the living God. What you have to do is soak up the words of the Spirit of the living God. What you have to do is soak up the anointing of the Spirit of the living God. And then you wait until God choose you. Don't you choose yourself. Don't you put yourself out there. Don't you decide that you should be the one with the next billboard. Don't you decide that you should be the one to open you a next big old great group. Don't you be the one to decide that you should put up a tent and call for people. I'm talking about being chosen by God. And see, what is happening is nobody want to wait until God choose them. They want to choose themselves. They want to choose their title. They want to choose their name. They want to choose their platform. But when you don't wait on God to choose you, what you're doing is putting yourself in the lion's den. And when you get in the den, you don't got no help to get out because you went in without the instruction of God. You went in without the blessing of God. You went in before the prayer of the Most High God could be cloaked over you. And so now you find yourself in a place where you can't get out of. Now you find yourself in a place where people are always picking on you. Now you find yourself in a place where it seems like there's trouble on every side, and it's only because you didn't wait to be chosen by God. You decided that you were going to choose yourself. So on the day, I said, step back and say, Father, I yield to the Spirit of the living God. And what I'm going to do on this morning is I'm going to wait on God to choose me. I ain't going to choose myself. I'm going to wait on God to anoint me because I can't anoint myself. I'm going to wait on God to choose me because when God do it, he going to do it right. And if I sit down and I be taught and I follow after the man or the woman of God and I watch and I listen and I pray and I fast and I understand more of what it means to walk in the wisdom of the authority of the Most High God. So when tight situations come, Jesus won't leave me and he won't forsake me. He'll show me a way out. He'll give me a way of escape. And these are the benefits of waiting on Jesus to choose you. These are the benefits of waiting on Christ the risen Savior. Just say, it's your turn. It's your season. It's your turn. It's your season. It's your turn. It's your season. Season. These are the benefits of waiting on God. Because when God choose you, when God choose you, when God choose you, my God, when he do it, there won't be any missteps. There won't be no stumbles. There won't be no falls. Because when you about to stumble, when you about to fall, Christ will bear you up. When you about to fall, Christ will prop you up. When you are about to fall, Christ will strengthen you. When you are about to fall, he'll illuminate a path and show you the way to get out, okay? Because he is the God. He is the great I am. And the word declares that when you give, hallelujah, to your leader, when you give to the movement of Christ. When you give your time, when you give your tithe, when you give your offering, when you sacrifice and fast, when you sacrifice in prayer, when you sacrifice in worship, when you sacrifice before the kingdom of the Most High God, then the word declares that he'll give it back to you, and he'll give it back to you good measure and pressed down and shaken together and running over. That's the 38th verse of this same chapter. He'll give it back to you good measure and pressed down and shaken together and running over when you do it his way. When you do it his way. When you don't try to find a way for you to do it. When you don't try to think up your greatest hashtag, and when you don't try to put yourself out on a platform all by yourself. But when you wait on the thrust from the throne of grace. When you wait on the push by the power of God. When you wait on the permission from the authority of God. Then when you rise up and when you open your mouth and when you turn your camera on, you won't just have 5 people. You won't just have 2 or 3 people, and they all went to school with you, and they your brothers and your sisters, and they all just won't be your family members, because the voice of the living God will reach far, and the voice of the living God will reach wide, and the voice of the living God will reach in the cities where your feet ain't never went. The voice of the living God will go into countries where your feet ain't never touched. And what he'll do is he'll draw people line to you so that they can learn what he's taught you. And this is what I know to be the truth on the day. That when you've been called by God, when you've been anointed by God, when God has chosen you, like he chose the 12 disciples, the 12 apostles out of the pool of disciples, when God chooses you, then what he'll do is he'll raise up men and women to come and help you. He'll raise up people that are drawn nigh to you. He'll raise up your voice, and it'll be heard in many places, in places you could never imagine your voice being heard. And even when you think you done reached the height of your heights and the depths of your depths, he'll push you a little further and he'll take you a little higher when you wait on Jesus to anoint you for the time and the season when he pull you to the front. So on the day, wait on God. Let him anoint you. Let him anoint you. Let him dress you. Let him groom you for the next step in the mighty plan of God. Be blessed.
Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer.
That does not align itself with you. On this morning, God, we lift up our hands and we say, Father, have mercy on my spirit. On this morning, God, we say, Father, move by your power and by your anointing so that I can become more like you. Father, on this morning, move by your power and by your authority so that I can know that you are on the inside of me. Empty me out, God, and fill me up with more of you on this morning. That you might get the glory and the honor and the praise out of what I do, that the enemy don't get any honor and the enemy don't get any glory and he don't get any space nor any praise. And on this morning, you are the mighty righteous God. On this morning, you are the most holy God. On this morning, we lift you up and give you honor and give you glory and give you praise, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are worthy of the praise and worthy of the glory and worthy of the honor. And we magnify you on this morning. You are the mighty I am. And we give you praise on this morning. You are the righteous I am. And we give you honor on this morning. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we say thank you on this morning, understanding that you alone are worthy, worthy of the glory, understanding that you alone are worthy, worthy of the honor. Understanding on this morning that you alone are worthy. You're worthy of the praise. And we magnify you on today in the name of Jesus. You are the great I am. You're mighty God. You are the great I am. You're righteous God. You are the great I am. You're holy God. And we magnify your name on this morning. We glorify
your most holy name on this morning. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you on this morning, for you are the King of Kings. We say thank you on this morning. You are the Lord of Lords. We say thank you on this morning. You are the great I Am. And we're magnifying your name on today. Understanding that when you are lifted up, you're going to show up. When you are lifted up, you're going to turn things around. When you are lifted up, you're going to make ways out of no way. And we say thank you on this morning, knowing that you are mighty righteous, knowing that you are awesome, knowing that you are excellent, knowing that you are King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, knowing that you alone, you are magnificent and worthy of the honor and worthy of the glory and worthy of the praise. We say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that there is nobody like you, God. And we gotta say thank you every time we get a chance. We magnifying you every time we get a chance. We're lifting you up every time we get a chance. You alone are righteous. You alone are awesome. You alone are worthy. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the Lord of Lords. You are God, the great I Am. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You alone are great God. You alone are mighty God. You alone are righteous God. And we bless you on today in the name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is great and is greatly to be praised. Your name alone is awesome. Awesome is your name. Your name alone is mighty. Mighty is your name. That is who you are. And we bless you all today. That is who you are. And we magnify you all today. That is who you are. And we give you praise all today in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding on this morning that there is none like you. Understanding on this morning that you are King. Understanding on this morning that you are Lord of Lords. And no matter what comes and no matter what goes, you got us in the palm of your hand. When the rain begin to fall and the wind begin to blow, mighty God, we know that you are right there, shielding us and protecting us from harm and danger. When the earth begin to shake and fires begin to burn, you right there covering us and protecting us in the name of Jesus. That hurricanes and tornadoes, they can't go where you say they can't go. And we know, God, that you got us in the shadow of your almighty presence. And we say thank you on this morning for doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the Lord of Lords. And no matter what comes, and no matter what goes, we understand that you are righteous. We understand that you are awesome. We understand that you are mighty. You are the mighty God, the great I Am. You're seeing about us. There's food in our homes. You're seeing about us. We still got a clean water supply. You're seeing about us that the power grid remain functional. You're seeing about us in the name of Jesus. And for these things on this morning, we got to say thank you in the name of Jesus. For these things on this morning, we magnify you in the name of Jesus. On this morning, you are King. On this morning, you are Lord. On this morning, you are righteous, you holy, you mighty God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. And for your name alone is worthy. It's worthy of the honor. It's worthy of the glory. It's worthy of the praise. You are God. You mighty God. You are God. You righteous God. You are God. You holy God. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the praise. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the glory. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the honor. And we bless you on today in the name of Jesus. We magnify you on today in the name of Jesus. Holy God, that is who you are. Mighty God, that is who you are. Righteous God, that is who you are. And you're looking down on this morning upon the presidential election and on today. Mighty God, we say thank you for taking up residence inside of the Electoral College. We say thank you for going inside of the Capitol building. We say thank you for walking up and down the corridors at the Pentagon and meeting us at the point of our need in every room and every meeting. You are God, the mighty I am, and you can go where we can't go. You can be where we can't be. You can do what we can't do. And we magnify you on this morning. We glorify you on this morning. You're mighty righteous. You're holy God. You're mighty righteous. You're awesome God. You're mighty righteous. You're worthy God. Worthy of the praise. Worthy of the glory. Worthy of the honor, God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. We lift you up. We magnify you. We lift you up. We glorify you. We lift you up. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. You are the Most High God. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the Most High God. And we lift you up in the name of Jesus. You are the Most High God. And we say thank you, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Even on this morning, Spirit of the Living God, look down upon Treva as she prepared for travel upon this weekend in the mighty name of Jesus. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what the devil trying, you are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your spirit. You're moving by your authority. You are the mighty I am. And you're moving by your anointing. You are the mighty I am. And you're moving by your power. You are the mighty I am. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're going to be with her every step of the way. That the devil don't get no victory in the midst of this journey. That you're going to be right there with her every step of the way, that the devil don't get no honor in the midst of this journey, that no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, you are the King of Glory, you're God Almighty, and every evil thing that is trying to build up, we tear it down by the power and the authority of the blood. And on this morning, you are God, the King of Kings. On this morning, you are God, the Lord of Lords, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit in the midst of this journey in the mighty name of Jesus, that these women might be restored and renewed and fortified by your power and by your spirit. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the mighty I am. You are God, and you're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. You are God. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you're looking down even on this morning upon my mother Sarah. Oh, today in the mighty name of Jesus, touching her physical body on this morning, that no matter what the devil try, he ain't gonna get no victory. Revive her on this morning. That no matter what the devil send, he ain't gonna get no praise. On this morning, fortify her. On this morning, renew her. On this morning, do what only you can do concerning her. You are the mighty I am, and you're moving by your power. You are the mighty I am, and you're moving by your authority. You are the mighty I am, and you're moving by your praises. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, you mighty righteous, you are God, the King of glory, you are God, Lord Almighty, you reign and you rule, and you do what only you can, you reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can, you are the King of glory, you are your Lord Almighty, you are. You're moving by your power. You are. You're moving by your spirit. You are. You're moving by your anointing. Oh, yes, you are. You're moving by your authority. Oh, yes, you are. You're moving by your power. In the name of Jesus, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the Living God, continue to look down upon Miss Paula on today. Mighty God, continue to do that which Miss Paula need done on today. Revive her, God. Fortify her, God. Renew her, God. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule and you're doing what only you can do. And we glorify you. Oh, today, you are the King of glory. We magnify you. Oh, today, you are Lord Almighty, and you're seeing about her. You're doing what only you can do concerning Miss Paula. You're building her up. What enemy want to tear her down? You're building her up. What enemy wanted to be weaker? You're building her up and making her stronger at a time like this. You're doing by your power. You're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your spirit. You are the King of glory. You're God Almighty. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. For your name alone is worthy of the praise. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone, it is worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are worthy. Worthy of the honor. And worthy of the glory. And worthy of the praise. Oh, yes, you are. And we magnify you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the mighty God. You are righteous God. You are holy God. And we magnify you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are the great I am. And we give you honor and we give you glory and we give you praise right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. And we bless you on today in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is mighty, God. Your name alone is righteous, God. Your name alone is awesome, God. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you're looking down upon Tashima on today. You got her in the palm of your hands. You're molding her, and you're making her, and you're creating inside of her what you need her to be in this season that are going through. It's not in vain. That a loss is not in vain. But mighty God, right where she is, you're going to do the miraculous on the inside of her. Mighty God, right where she is, you're going to birth out of her that which you signed her to do. You're going to birth out of her that which you are predestined her to do. That by the authority and the power of the blood, great things are coming forth out of Tashima in this season. Mighty things are coming forth from Tashima in this season. You are God, the mighty I am, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit concerning Tashima. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, on this morning, keep your hands upon heaven and the veil, that no matter what the devil trying, he can't do nothing that you don't permit. And on this morning, we speak the blood covering of the Most High God in the name of Jesus, to be ever present upon heaven, to be ever present upon the veil, that the devil don't get no power, he don't get no authority, and he can't do nothing to cause them no harm, that by the authority and the power of the blood, you God, you God, you God, you're moving and you're working and you're taking care of them and destroying every wicked thing that's coming after them, uprooting every evil thing that's been sent after them. You God, you're hiding them. You God, you're protecting them. You God, you're keeping them. You God, oh yes, you God, you're doing what I can't do. You're doing what their mother can't do. You're doing what their father can't do. You God, showing up and moving and keeping them safe in this season, in the name of Jesus, God. That there'll be no reason to mourn over them. That there'll be no reason to grieve for them. That you covering them from the crown of their heads to the very sole of their feet. You are God, the great I am. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, you're mighty in battle. And we glorify your most holy name. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're doing what only you can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You're worthy. And we say thank you. You're worthy. And we give you honor. You're worthy. And we give you glory. You're worthy. And we give you praise. In the name of Jesus, God, your name alone is worthy of the glory and worthy of the honor. And worthy of the praise. You are the Most High God. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, look down even upon Janelle and Calvin on today. And right where they are, bless them indeed. In the midst of what they're going through, bless them indeed. Show up and show off on behalf of them in the name of Jesus. Let no weapon that try to form against them is going to be able to prosper. And by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, you're going to get the honor. You're going to get the glory. You're going to get the praise. You are God. You're mighty righteous. You are God, the King of Glory. You are God, the great I am. And you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can. And we bless you on today. We magnify you on today. You are worthy. and we magnify you. You are worthy, and we glorify you. You are worthy, and we lift you up on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus, you're looking down upon the ones that are yet standing in the need of a touch in their bodies. That no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, he don't get no victory. We say thank you for being a God of victory. We say thank you for being the God of healing. We say thank you for being the God of turnaround and the God of strength. And you're showing up on the behalf of these ones that are yet still standing in the need of a touch from the throne of grace. You're looking down upon Miss Annie on the day, Mother Bibi and Queenie May on this morning, Deacon Docky, in the mighty name of Jesus, on this morning, you're moving by your power in the name of Jesus, that you got the deacon and deaconess Boykin in the palm of your hand, that by the power and the authority of the blood, you're moving and you're working on Patricia's behalf and Caroline's behalf. You are God, the great I am, and you're doing what only you can. And we glorify your most holy name. You're doing what only you can. And we magnify your most holy name. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the mighty I am. You are God, you're worthy of the glory. You are God, you're worthy of the honor. You are God, you're worthy of the praise. And we bless you on this morning in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, worthy of the praise. That is who you are. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. That is who you are. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. That is who you are. And we give you all the honor. And we give you all the glory. And we give you all the praise in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're mighty righteous, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus. You are God, and God alone. You're worthy of the honor, you're worthy of the glory, you're worthy of the praise, and we magnify you on today in the mighty name of Jesus. That you are God, looking down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, you are the King of glory. You are great, and you are greatly to be praised. You are God Almighty. You are righteous and worthy of the honor. You are the great I am, and we give you glory. You are the great I am, and we give you honor. You are the great I am, and we give you glory on this morning in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God, understanding that you are righteous, understanding that you are worthy, worthy of the honor, and worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. You are King, you are mighty, you are God. That is who you are, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. That is who you are, and we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. That is who you are, and we say thank you right now in the mighty name of the Most High God. That is who you are, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, do what need to be done. You are God, and we say thank you for it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon Shamar on today, and you're moving by your power and by your spirit upon Shamar on today. Revive him, God. Do what only you can do for him on the inside, God. Move like only you can move by your anointing, God, by your spirit, God. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, mighty righteous. King, mighty, righteous. You are the Most High, and we magnify you on today. We glorify you on today. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you're seeing about this man. You're taking care of him in the midst of it all. You're doing what need to be done concerning him in the midst of it all. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, God alone. That is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. On this morning, looking down on this morning upon Mother Maud on today and her entire lineage on this morning, every daughter, every son that is attached to this woman on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, and you're moving upon Mother Maud in the mighty name of Jesus. You're taking care of her, her physical body. You're seeing about every request that by the power and the authority of the blood, you are showing up on behalf of Mother Maud. And no matter what the devil try, and no matter what he say, you are God, the King of Kings. You are God, your Lord of Lords. You are God, the mighty I am. That is who you are. And we say thank you for shielding her. We say thank you for fortifying her. We say thank you for keeping her. That no matter what it seemed like, and no matter what it looked like, it's just a shadow in the name of Jesus. And we oppose every evil shadow. We oppose every wicked sending. We oppose every demonic blueprint by the power and the anointing of the blood. You, God, you show up for Mother Maud. You, God, you move for Mother Maud. You, God, you work for Mother Maud in the name of Jesus, God. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are mighty, righteous. That is who you are. And we magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you right now. We magnify you right now. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise right now. For you are God. You are God alone. King of Kings and Lord of Lords. That is who you are right now. In the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father, right now in the mighty name of Jesus, that you're looking down even upon our children on today, one by one and name by name, that even on this morning, as David Ray prepares to journey God to the amusement park on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, cover this young man all the weekend long, that the devil don't get no honor, that the devil don't get no glory, that the devil don't get no praise, that by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, you are with him every step of the way. You are keeping him every step of the way. You're protecting him every step of the way. Spirit of the living God, do what only you can. Spirit of the living God, move like only you can. Spirit of the living God, have your most holy way. Move by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You moving, you're working, you're doing what only you can. And we bless you on today. We magnify you on today. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. And you're moving and you're doing what only you can do on behalf of our children. You're keeping them from the youngest to the oldest. You're protecting them from the nearest to the furthest, that no matter what the devil trying, no matter what he's saying, no matter what he's sending, you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are mighty, righteous, and we give you glory. You are mighty, righteous, and we give you honor. You are mighty, righteous, and we give you praise on this morning in the the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, cover our children, that no matter what the devil sin, it can't touch them, it can't enter in, it can't do them no harm, no airborne pathogen, no matter of sickness, no type of disease is able to enter in into the bodies of our children. The kidnapper can't take them, the sex trafficker can't have them, the gunmen can't gun them down. Our children, they'll never lay in an early grave. Our children are hidden from evil law enforcement. Our children are covered under the power and the authority of the blood. Anona and Harmony and Victor and Jayla and Jocelyn, Joy and Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Genesis, Marlon, Josiah, Karina, Naraya, Sarah, David, Ray, Trevin and Jason, Deontay, Jaquan, Keyshawn, Michaela, Nakiah, Desiree, Sarah and Clay, Jackson and Joshua. On this morning, all of our children, they are protected. All of our children, they are covered. All of our children are being kept by the power and the authority of the blood. You are God, the great I am. You are God, the mighty I am. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the Lord of Lords. That is who you are. And we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. For you alone are worthy of the honor. You alone are worthy of the glory. You alone are worthy of the praise. Mighty God, righteous God, holy God, that is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great, is greatly to be praised. Your name alone is great, is greatly to be praised. Your name alone is great, is greatly to be praised. You alone are worthy, worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. That is who you are, and we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, knowing that you're moving, knowing that you're working, knowing that you're doing what only you can do concerning our children. And we say thank you for righteous opportunity. We say thank you for severing evil connections. We say thank you for doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. That no matter what, the enemy can't take them down. That no matter what, the enemy can't tie them up. No matter what, you're going to move by your power. You're going to move by your spirit. You're going to move by your authority. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can. And we bless you on today. We magnify you on today. We glorify you on today. You are the King of Glory, and we say thank you on today in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you alone are worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, and worthy of the praise. That is who you are. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, we need your holy protection. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, we need your divine authority. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, we need you to show up and move on the inside of us. Show up and move in our circumstance. Show up and move in our situation. Show up by the anointing and the power of the blood of Jesus, and take care of those things that are trying to hang on to us that do not belong. Take care of those things that trying to rise up inside of us that don't do our witness any good. Take care of those things that are compromising our destiny on this morning by the authority and the power of the blood. You God, you're moving by your power. You God, You're moving by your anointing. You, God, you're moving by your authority. That no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, no matter what he's speaking, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule and you're doing what only you can do. And we say thank you on this morning. We magnify you on this morning. We praise you on this morning. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You reign and you rule and you're doing what only you can. And we say thank you right now for being our shelter, for being our guide. We say thank you right now for keeping us in the midst of harm and danger. We say thank you right now for fortifying us in the name of Jesus. We say thank you right now. You are God, the King of glory. You are God, your Lord Almighty. You reign and you rule and you sing about us. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're doing it, God. That you're keeping us, God. That you're protecting us, God. That you're fortifying us, God. That the enemy don't get no glory. He don't get no honor. And he don't get any praise. That by the power and the authority of the blood of Jesus, you are God and you're moving. You are God and you're working. You're seeing about the bereaved families on today in the mighty name of Jesus. That mighty God, that as the weekend draw nigh and as they get ready to funeralize their loved ones, that you're giving them strength that surpasses all understanding. That the joy of the Lord, it'll be their strength in the name of Jesus. That the peace of the Lord, that mighty God, that only you can give, it'll be with them all the day long in the mighty name of Jesus. That no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are King of Kings. You are Lord of Lords. You are the mighty I Am. And you can give them what they need at a time like this. You can build them up at a time like this. You can fortify them at a time like this. That the devil don't get no honor. That the devil don't get no glory. That the devil don't get no praise. You are God, the mighty I Am. And you're going to move on their behalf and give them joy at a time of sorrow. Give them peace in the midst of the turmoil. You are God and you're moving for the Pouche family. You're moving for the Glover family. You, God, and only you can do that which need to be done. And we give you glory and we give you honor and we give you praise in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. It's worthy of the honor. Your name alone, it is worthy. It's worthy of the glory. Your name alone, it is worthy. It's worthy of the praise. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you're moving. Understanding that you're working. Understanding that you're doing what only you can do. And we give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise on this morning. Guide us, God. Keep us, God. Shield us, God. And protect us. That no matter what the devil got in mind, he won't get the final say so. That it belonged to you. And for this we magnify your name. For this we glorify your name. For this we lift you up and we give you all the praise. You are God. You are God alone. And we say thank you. We give you honor. We say thank you. We give you glory. We say thank you. We give you praise. In the name of Jesus, every wicked force, every demonic spirit, every evil imagination, every wicked blueprint is being tossed into outer darkness where it can't reassign. Where it can't reassemble and it can never return. That the blessing of the Lord is ours, for we are his children, the sheep of his pasture. We will live and abide under his divine authority. And for this we give him glory.
We give him honor and we give him praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
As we lead prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.